Okay, so today on our podcast, we're going to talk, obviously, a little bit about what happened with, you know, I disappeared for a while. I told you something really crazy happened. I have a concussion, and we're going to break down that a little bit on today's show. So if you're here for that, my mom's going to kind of react a little bit to what happened. And so that's the first part of the show. Second part of the show, we're going to discuss... Literally, can you imagine being like a month away from marrying somebody and then all of a sudden they drop this bomb in your lap and you're like, am I still supposed to marry this person? It's a brand new Ask My Mom today on the show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yeah, what's up? 28th of September. Happy to have you here. This is our little daily podcast. And right now, well, it's for the last week, I guess, it's our daily podcast that we do. And we've got three principles on our show. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey, my mom.
Hi, honey.
Wait, so you went to the doctor for your birthday? That was your big...
I went to the chiropractor. I went to the acupuncturist. I went to get my hair cut, and I went to the doctor just for a recheck to be sure that I don't still have a UTI.
Doesn't sound like a very exciting birthday.
It's been quite an eventful day.
Yeah. Did you guys end up going to the restaurant, or do you have plans to? Really?
No. Jim's not feeling great today, so.
Not even the restaurant.
Not even the restaurant. Well, not yet. I mean, evening's young.
We were joking because my parents live in a small town. Yesterday, we were just kind of joking about like when you live in a small town, like there's the restaurant, you know, that you go to for like all the occasions. So, well, it doesn't sound like the most eventful birthday.
No, but it's been a good day.
Well, good.
Yeah, it's a good day.
So... I told you today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter for two reasons. Number one is that, well, it's actually only one reason. I am going to record and release a more Mama's Boy edition of our podcast with Miguel. And I have not recorded it yet, but I'm going to right after this. And we're going to kind of break down everything from my assault and robbery situation that some of you most likely know about at this point. It was really scary. And Kramer and Jess Uncensored this week. We actually broke down the whole thing. It's a little under an hour. It's me and Jess and Leah, our therapist friend, kind of breaking down everything. I didn't know that Leah actually deals with assault victims. Like the state of California pays mm-hmm. her to like deal with, to do, counseling for assault victims. So she's actually pretty familiar with how it works. Yeah. I mean, Mom, you know, I don't think there's much to say. And I guess, again, just in a really quick summary, because I know if you've listened to all three of these podcasts, you're probably sick of this story by now. But I was assaulted and robbed when I was taking a walk a couple of weeks ago. And if this is the first time you heard this news, sorry if it seems a little underwhelming. This is going to be like the third time I've told this story today. And I've been talking about it now for a couple of weeks behind the scenes. I'm not really as emotionally tied to it as I was a couple of weeks ago. But today, Miguel and I are going to sit down and kind of talk through exactly what happened. He's a great host and is Oprah's lost child, I always say. So that's going to be on our More Mama's Boy channel. And if you don't know how to get there, that's available to certified fans. And if you text the word fans, FANS, to 888 Kramer 8, you can learn how to get that exclusive side channel. A couple different reasons why I'm doing it over there. One, I mean, I always try to find perks for certified fans, but more importantly than just that, honestly, I don't really necessarily feel comfortable putting all the details out in the public right now. Like with this channel, I have access of who gets it and who doesn't. And the only way you can get it is basically if I grant you access to it. So I just want to make sure that like the full story, and honestly, the full story is pretty tough. You know, it's pretty tough. Mom, you know, I specifically chose not to do the whole podcast episode with you because it's obviously been a long couple of weeks with this story. How are you feeling about everything? Like, what's, you know, we're obviously 2 weeks away from everything, and I'm not giving on these podcasts, I'm not giving specifics of like what specifically happened to me, but just more of the headline of, you know, I was attacked and robbed. But what's going through your head? Because I know that, you know, Jess said on our Uncensored podcast that like the hardest part is honestly talking to you about it.
It's scary. I mean, it's horrifying to think that this has happened to you. And you know, I am just so grateful that you are alive. You know, that it could have been so much worse, because I don't think they really knew or cared if you were dead or alive.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I was able to go and be with you, you know, a few days after that, to see you for myself and to know that, you know, yeah, this is tough, this is hard, but I do believe with all my heart that you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a horrifying thing for, you know, to think that this has happened to you, and that it could happen anywhere, anytime.
I mean, I clearly don't live in the safest city. And like, I knew that, you know, when I'm moving here, like there's no question that Baltimore is an unsafe city, but I'll be honest, you know, I've said this on the Uncensored podcast, is I've taken that same walk every day forever. And I have never once felt unsafe, unsure. You know, I don't putting myself in situations where I'm not around a lot of people. So it seemed like it was going to be a safe thing to do. And even in an unsafe city, you kind of know where to go and where not to go. And honestly, for those who don't live in Maryland, like most of the crime that you hear about is honestly isolated to certain areas. And most of it, if you actually research into it, it's a lot of kids.
Right.
It's like minors doing things to minors and stuff, which is, don't get me wrong, terribly sad. But, you know, obviously when you see the crime rate, you're like, holy shit. But then when you actually like kind of look into it, it's, you know, mostly, you know, certain neighborhoods, and it's certain, and not that it's everybody, but like it's mostly what you see, which is, don't get me wrong, not sad, but I don't really walk around this city, especially where I live, feeling like,
looking on guard. Over your shoulder.
Yeah, no. I mean, you've walked those paths, you know, 100 times.
Many times by myself, and never had any cause for concern.
Yeah.
No, never felt threatened, never felt uneasy. No, I mean, yeah, so that's, you know, that's another reason I think it's so surprising. But, you know, there are bad people everywhere, so...
Yeah.
You just, you were just the victim.
Right.
You know, they were looking for somebody and you were it. So I'm glad that we're 2 weeks out from it. And I'm glad that you're getting better. And mostly I'm just glad that you are alive and well. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well enough. Good enough.
Yeah, well enough. Yeah, you will be well. You will be totally well.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, we don't know that for sure. We're not sure. I mean,
you know, it's going to take some time.
We got a road ahead of us, but hopefully everything will be okay. Again, the whole story is on Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast. There's a link to it in the show notes. You can also just type in Kramer and Jess Uncensored, and anywhere you basically get podcast, you can, you know, get it there. And for certified fans, I will break down the whole situation with Miguel, and that podcast should be available at about 7 a.m. Eastern time. So you can go look for that. And if you have any questions how to get there, just let me know. I'm trying to, not really super active on social right now, but I'll try to, if you want to text me, especially 888-Kramer-8, I'll see those probably quicker than I'll see the social media stuff. So just let me know if you need help getting to that. But hopefully you'll join Certified Fans, and We can talk about more things over there. And of course, Kramer and Jess Uncensored, it's free to listen to, about an hour of the whole story of, you know, that I feel safe publicly talking about. Mm-hmm. So today, again, is going to be a shorter episode. I wanted to stop and thank our sponsor today before we do an Ask My Mom, and that is BetterHelp. I mean, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This show has been sponsored by BetterHelp for a long time, and it's crazy, right? Like, obviously, I've got a lot of therapy ahead of me with this whole situation, and BetterHelp was absolutely a great tool for me. And I know that there's been times in your life where you've had like racing thoughts keeping you up at night, or, you know, you're up early, or you're kind of, you ever catch yourself like daydreaming about a problem and you're like, I'm not even like in reality right now. I'm so sick and, you know, worried about what's happening that I don't even, you know, I don't even, not even in check with reality right now. Well, you know, that's what therapy can really be helpful for, is kind of like working through those racing thoughts and those, you know, those fearful thoughts, and get out of that negative thought cycle and find some mental and emotional peace. I mean, I have had exponential amounts of benefit from therapy, and BetterHelp, again, is one of those tools where when it comes, I mean, I can be on with my therapist literally once a week from my house. And if you don't like your therapist, by the way, because you're like, well, how do I choose one? They're going to assign you somebody based on your preferences. They're going to ask you, it's almost like a dating profile of like a therapist. And they say, here's a perfect match for you. They're going to match you with that person. But you can change anytime. If you don't feel like it's the right person, you just, you know, it's honestly way easier than like trying to drive around town, trying to find the right person. You know, if you don't have like a great reference of somebody, it's hard to find a therapist nowadays. So get a break from your thoughts. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Kramer today to get 10% off your first month. Visit BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/Kramer.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Certified fans, again, thank you so much for your support for this podcast. Since we're doing a little bit shorter of an episode today, I just want to thank everyone that's supported our show. There's plenty of you guys out there. And for all the new certified fans that are coming in this week, you know, I really appreciate that. In case you don't know, I promise you I'd tell you this every single day in the month of September. Starting next month, we are going to be, actually it's next week technically, we're going to be a 2-podcast-a-week show. And one of those will be regular episodes for everyone. You'll get those on Tuesday. There will be a More Mama's Boy episode for certified fans only on Thursday. So again, if you want to join us over there, you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. It's fans to 888-Kramer-8. And thank you for all your support. So another reason I wanted to do an episode today was because we're like backlogged right now on Ask My Mom, because I was gone, and like we just have a couple emails, and I'm like, well, we won't be doing these twice a week anymore. So let me get through at least as many as we can before we cut our episodes down. We'll still be doing Ask My Moms, but just probably not consistently. So this is an advice segment we do, typically Tuesday, Thursdays. New schedule coming next week. If you ever have a dilemma that you're going through and you want some motherly advice, you can go to certifiedmamasboy.com. You can click on contact us, tell us your dilemma, and then my mom will give you her advice. And then we, as your podcast family, will add our 2 cents into the situation as well. So what's happening, Mom?
Okay. Dear Mama Nancy, my fiance and I have been engaged for 2 years and have spent all this time planning the perfect wedding this November. It seemed like everything was really compatible with us, especially our faith. Now everything has changed because he told me He doesn't want kids. He knows I want a family, and kids are a big part of the reason for me to get married. But he told me he is not just not wanting kids, but really against having kids, as in it's a no for him. I want kids and would have never said yes if I knew this about, if I knew this to be true. Now I don't know what to do. I love him, but I need to be with a man who wants to have kids. But we have this huge wedding with many people looking forward to the last chapter of our relationship. My friends are telling me that maybe he's having cold feet because all of the pressure from the wedding. That once we get married, he'll go back to wanting kids like he said he wanted before. But that's really scary to me. I just don't know what to do. Is it worth just going ahead and seeing what happens if I do indeed feel like he's the one? Oh, wow. This is so challenging. So it sounds like that at some point in time, he was agreeable to having kids. Because you've said that, you know, your friends are saying that maybe once you get married, he'll go back to wanting kids. Oh, man. As a mom and someone who loves kids, I mean, this is me personally. I don't think I could do it. I don't know. I would be really frightened. I think I would have to have a clearer understanding and more than just a hope going into that. I really do think I would.
I feel like this is so tricky because, and this is, I swear to you, like, why weddings stress me out is because you put so much time and effort and money into this. And like, if God, you hope, if you change your mind, it's like, for what, you know, like I just, I mean, I don't think I would marry him though. Mm-hmm. Right. Like not right now. Mm-hmm. I think that you guys, well, I mean, hell, when she said the wedding was
November.
Today is the 28th of September.
September.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, like 6 weeks away or something, mm-hmm. maybe.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know. I don't know. This is a tough one, man.
It'd be good to hear from some people that had that experience and to know if, in fact, things did change once they were married or not.
It is so short. That's the problem. It's like, it's so short, it's so, you know? Short.
I'm sure, everything is lined up at this point.
That's what I'm saying. So like maybe your friends are right, you know, mm-hmm. like possibly they're right, mm-hmm. but possibly they're not right. And I don't know if like that's something you press forward with and say, I do. I mean, I'm trying to think of myself. I'm just honestly trying to put my shoes in myself in these shoes. If I, this was me and I really wanted kids and my partner all of a sudden last minute, I was like, I don't want kids. I would say you need to be spending every waking hour figuring out if that's for sure the case. And then
maybe
I don't
get
think
some professional help.
Well, know, yeah, for sure. It's going to need some therapy. Yeah. Need some therapy. Mm-hmm. Wait, this is probably too deep for the podcast, but if you've got some advice or some like 2 cents on this, cause maybe you're right. Maybe like your partner did change, so they didn't want kids and maybe they did. And maybe there is this weird pressure that's put on them right now. Or maybe like, oh my God, hell no, don't do that. Because if they say no kids, that means no kids. What would you do? You know, that's what our podcast is kind of unique about, where you guys get involved too. So 888-Kramer-8, you can call us, you can text us, certified fans. We'll talk about the situation as well. It's a tricky situation. So
it is.
Thank you for your message. I'm hate to see that's like, especially so close to your wedding. That's really annoying. Okay, so that's it for this episode. I know it's a little shorter for this normal podcast. I hope that you'll join us over on the Certified Fans show called More Mama's Boy that you can only get by subscribing and texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. You can also go to the show notes of this podcast and join there, or certifiedmamasboy.com. All right, Mom. Well, happy birthday in real time and happy post-birthday, day one of your new year. Yeah. And we'll do our very final Friday show tomorrow, okay?
Yes, and shout out to everyone who sent love on my birthday. I'm really so grateful for it and grateful for every day of life. Absolutely. Thank you all for sending your love. Love you forever.